Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle. Coming up a little bit later, Kevin Sheehan's going to check in with us at 8:20. We'll get his take on the Maryland Terrapins basketball situation. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, joins us at 9 as the season is, of course, underway. But joining us right now is Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAortho.com. Thanks for joining us this morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Coach, we were talking about this. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, you have a back-to-back game. You faced the Bruins last night. You get the win. Congrats on that. Then you have to hop on a charter, fly down to Raleigh. I mean, a compressed day. You have today's game day again. You could have easily said to your PR people, like, hey, you know what? Let's move the Junks to a different day or later in the day. You're like, no, I'm going to get this done at 7
o'clock. What time did you walk into your hotel room?
I think we got in around 1:40.
Ooh.
So you got to bed, call it like 2:15, 2:30?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yep.
All right, are you going to go back to bed after you hang up the phone?
No.
I don't know how you do it, man.
Let me ask you this, Coach. Now, I know that players, especially on game days, they treasure their naps. Some local DJs that you may be talking to, they're big on naps too, okay? Do coaches, you know, do you and your coaching staff, do you ever get time to sneak in just a quickie on game day, or is it all, it's all business?
Yeah. No, game day, absolutely naps. There is time for that after pregame skate, lunch, and before we have to be back at the rink. So depending on the day, some coaches will take little naps, some won't. I'm usually hit or miss. I'm probably, I would say, 50-50. If I know that, like, we have a back-to-back or we have a practice the next day, I'll try to get some work done after the game. So I try to get a little bit of a nap that day so that I'm not completely gassed and can't really pay attention to the film after the game. So some days I'd say I'm 50-50.
Okay, very good.
Who sleeps on the plane?
Everybody?
So a lot of the players do, like if we're traveling, not after games, they would be more, you know, like when we're traveling at 1 o'clock or after practice and heading to a city, some of the coaches get into, I can actually sleep after games. I get really tired. So I'm usually good for about an hour on the plane. And after that, I start to doze off.
Hey, we saw the scene where Ovi was at a local bar with Ryan Leonard. You cool with that?
Oh, yeah. That's they're just taking Leno for dinner, and all of our guys, they do an amazing job of that, of making sure that they make a point to welcome him in with open arms and spend some time with him, get to know him, start to create those relationships, making him feel at home. So going out for dinner and that, and experiencing Boston College. I think they were on, I don't know this for sure, but I think they were on the Boston College campus there.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, I got no issue with that. It's the same, like this, you know, people ask about our team and the togetherness and the depth and all the things that the guys that are having great seasons that are just new to the team, Chicky, Logan Thompson, just go down the list, Doobie, like, and that's, I think there's something to that. When players feel comfortable in an environment, whether it's from the coaches or the leadership group, you can put a lot of things in your mind at ease and just play and feel really good about yourself and your standing inside of a team. And that's, I think, an important part of having individual success or playing at your highest level. And our leadership group does an amazing job of that.
Carbs, talk about Leonard a little bit for those of us that are, you know, I'm not locked in on college hockey. I didn't know this guy was such a stud. I know you drafted him a couple years ago.
Stud.
Like eighth, whatever. How unusual is it for a kid to just get eliminated from the tournament and go right in, be a top six guy for you? I mean, what an ad if he actually is the player that everybody thinks he is. He certainly looked like it in his debut last night. How rare, could you put this in context for us? Like, how much you've been looking forward to this? How rare this is? Because to me, it just seems like, oh my God, what an ad. Like, you're taking a kid right out of college. You have so much respect for him. You're starting right away top six guy. I mean, this is an unbelievable ad for your playoff push.
Yeah, and so I'll try to be as quick with this as possible because you're right. It's a unique situation. It's like, how does this happen in the sport? So Ryan Leonard, we picked, I believe, eighth overall, right?
Yeah, right. That's right, 2023.
Okay, so after we took him, eighth overall, you know, you have high hopes. That following year, he had an incredible year. So automatically, he starts to get on the radar of like, wow, what a great selection by the Washington Capitals. This guy looks like he's going to be a star. This year, he even doubled down on that and was playing at an even higher level. So right away, you have people that evaluate prospects that are not in the NHL, whether it's in college, major, junior, in Europe, and they're going, this young man looks like he's going to be a star. So he's playing well outside. And some people said he's the best player not playing in the NHL. So that would be college, major, junior in Canada, and then in Europe.
Wow.
So when his season ends and he decides to turn pro and sign, him coming into our team, it's amazing for the organization and for the future of the organization. Now, I will say this. He is still a very, very young man.
Right.
So to think the NHL it's not like the NBA where, you know, you can step in and sort of be it's closer to that than baseball, but there still is some development needed in your first couple years to really get a grasp on the league and to feel comfortable, and you're playing against, you know, grown men. So he's going to play. You can see the potential already in one game. Mm-hmm. He's a hockey player. He competes. He's physical. He can shoot it. He's got all these tools. But we don't expect him to come in here and save the world and all of a sudden, you know, have to carry us through.
No,
through,
but it's a great ad. Had you had your Carbs, have you had an opportunity to have your hands on him at all since you drafted him, or you had to wait until he signed? Like, have you been in a rink with him? Have you been able to work with him?
Yeah. So that's another unique thing about our sport is the major junior, and I won't get crazy into this, but major junior players are allowed to come to our training camp and allowed to play in exhibition games. So I'll give you a comparison, but college players are not allowed.
Okay.
So Ryan Leonard's been to our development camps. That's a summer camp that you have in July. Okay. There's no NHL players there. It's just all your young prospects. And you have 4 days of on-ice, off-ice stuff in the middle of the summer. The major junior guys, so for example, Little Pro, Protoss's little brother, he was able to come to our actual training camp.
Okay.
he played in NHL exhibition games. He was there, you know, learning our system, in our meetings, on the ice with Alex Ovechkin, you know, for a week and a half. So it's just Lenny never has experienced that in the 2 years since being drafted. So it's a little bit unique for him, having not participated in any of those main camps, but he has been in, like I said, those two development camps.
Gotcha.
We're joined by Caps head coach Spencer Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. So there was a big-time brawl last night between Big Mac for the Caps and Jeffrey Veal. That was McElrath's first action with the Caps since 2 days before Christmas. So it got me to thinking. I was like, I got to go look up Coach Carbs' record on hockeyfights.com. I have to see what sort of scraps Coach Carbs was in. So I did. No. Of course I did that. And you had three fights listed. Now, two of those fights had no videos accompanied, but one of them did. Now, you were getting after it in February of 2010, Coach Carbs. You had three fights. The one that was there was video of was with Chris Morehouse of the Cincinnati Cyclones, and you definitely got the better of him. I mean, you took care of business.
Do you remember Chris Morehouse?
You guys did a deep dive. That's impressive.
Of course. That's what we do.
Thankfully, they've gotten rid. There's been a few years. I don't know if I told you guys this, but for a while there in the minors, I was scrapping to hang on and keep a job. So there's a few seasons. I think I was like, I had 25 majors in the 1 year, maybe even 30 the following year, and having to take on some big boys that were outside of my weight class. But I had to, that was part of my role as a player and tried to stick up for teammates and change momentum when I could.
Yeah, so like how would you have, like in your prime, how would you have fared against McElrath, who goes like, I think he's listed like 6'5", like 235 or 240.
Yeah, I had to take on a few of those guys.
Yeah.
And that is not fun. Like, I have so much respect for guys because I've lived it to a, you know, a very, very smaller degree, but and for me as a smaller guy, that's like when you're looking at, I remember a couple guys, there was some, Justin Johnson was one of them. He was a tough, tough guy. And you'd know you're playing against him that night and you couldn't nap and sleep and that you're like, I know what's coming tonight.
Yeah.
But Mac is such a warrior and unbelievable teammate. Worked so hard every day. He did the read yesterday and just put it so eloquently and perfect about how much he loved being a part of this team and was excited to go out and battle with the guys again after, you know, having a little bit of time off from that.
Carbs, this might be a great question. If it is, it's mine. If it's a dumb question, it's my producer's. but now that Ovi's getting real close, needs four in eight games, and he scored last night, are you guys designing plays specifically to get him more shots, or is it still just the same offense you guys run every game?
Good. No, that's a good question.
Yeah, it was mine. Thank you.
Question.
Thank you.
My question.
It's a good question. No, we are not, but we definitely are in constant communication as a staff and with our guys about being mindful of not forcing it. And what I mean by that is because it's getting so close, and now we're at a spot where, you know, I felt like you could really feel it the last couple weeks as it got into single digits, and now. Now we're at a point where it's not out of the realm for him to do this in one game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. With what he's done it before. Is it likely? Absolutely not. But it's not outside of the realm for him to score four times in a hockey game.
Mm.
So we just need to be careful, and guys need to play and let his opportunities and opportunities to get him the puck come organically and not force that, because that's when you make poor decisions and now all of a sudden you're putting us in a tough spot as a team, and now he's being put in a tough spot because we're turning the puck over because we forced it to him, or he's shooting something where, you know, he's just trying to get something in the net and there's three guys in his lane and now it gets blocked and now it's transitioning the other way. so we are cognizant of, you know, we want to do this. He'll get his opportunities. If we play the right way and play to our identity, he's going to get scoring chances. And I'll bet dollars to donuts that he finishes on some of those.
Real quick, because we talked to you about this, you said at some point you were going to have a talk with him about the empty netters, or you're going to have a plan. Have you had that discussion with Ove yet?
I have not, no.
You got to wait until it gets, like, tied, I think, right?
He just said he could score 4 in 1 night.
He could.
It could happen tonight.
It could.
He honestly could.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a big production out of that. I'll just talk to him quietly. Like, I know how he feels, and I know what he thinks from having conversations with him before. I don't think that's going to be
it's not going to be a sticking point.
Going to be a 10-second, like, absolutely. I want to shoot it in the back of the net when there's a goaltender in there to break this record.
Hey, Coach Carbs, is there a little bit of a feeling in the back of your brain that you're heading into the Lion's Den tonight? Second of a back-to-back. Carolina team has been home for a week now, and they've had 2 full days of rest. Meanwhile, you guys are staggering to your hotel rooms at like 1:45 in the morning.
You just teed up the meeting. You want to do the team meeting this morning?
Sure, man. I'll do it. Get me in there. I'll give the gold chain out at the end of the game.
Oh, I love it. I love it. This scenario, for whatever reason, over the last 2 years, we've been in this scenario 4 times against Carolina. Just the way the schedule makers have made it. They've been rested. We've come here on a back-to-back travel. And you're right. It is the Lion's Den. It's a tough place to play just on your best of days and to play them on a back-to-back with their style of play. So I'm hopeful that, you know, with some fresh bodies, we'll probably try to inject some of those fresh legs into our lineup, the mindset of coming off of last night with a team that's, you know, right in our division. We know them well. Hopefully we can be ready to counterpunch tonight, not back on our heels in their building, because, you know, we know exactly what to expect from them and how difficult an environment it is to play in down here.
Do you know off the top of your head your record in that scenario that you set up?
Okay. I'm going to say we're 1-2.
Okay. Get 1 out of 3. I mean,
yeah. And the one last year, Kemp's played and we were right there. There was like a not so great call late in the game. The game was tied and they end up scoring on it to win the game. But I look more at like, how did those games look? And, We were under attack. We were under attack in those games. So we needed phenomenal goalie performances to keep us in those games. And, you know, that you're going to need that at certain points. But would like for us to be able to control some play tonight and not just be back on our heels. Like, they come at you with wave after wave. But if we can sort of counter that a little bit and be on their half and control play and gather some momentum, that's what we're looking to do.
All right, that's Coach Spencer Carberry. We'll talk to you next week. Best of luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Coach Carberry, presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit CFAOrtho.com. Coming up later this hour at 7:45, it's a game show Wednesday. It's a Wizards Wednesday. We have tickets to go see the Washington Wizards Wednesday, April 9th against the Brooklyn Nets. We also have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. So some great prizes. We'll do that coming up at 7:45. I prepped a Where Are They Now game.
Very good.
We will do that right here on.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. the right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together. Let's drive.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Junkies. Coming up in 20 minutes, your chance to win a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. Tickets to the Wizards. It's game show Wednesday, a Wizards Wednesday. So we'll do that coming up in 20 minutes. Kevin Sheehan's going to jump on in an hour. Talk about what happened at the University of Maryland. We'll get his perspective on Buzz Williams being hired to replace Kevin Willard, who bounced to Villanova. Good and then riddance. At 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo is going to join us. We will talk some Washington Nationals. But this is, I don't think this is an April Fool's Day thing.
Be careful.
The story did come out yesterday.
Be careful.
Maury Povich has a podcast.
All right.
He just started a podcast. He's 86.
That's unbelievable.
86 years old.
Look at him. I can't believe. He's doing pretty good for 86.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, although I haven't seen him in the last few years.
I haven't seen him in person
I see a picture, I think, of him doing the podcast. He looks all right.
Yeah.
So 86, his wife, Connie Chung, famous newscaster, is 78 years old.
She all a terp.
Right. Yeah.
And they were having a little fun. His first guest on his podcast was his wife.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So he's having Connie on the show. And he asked the question.
I feel sexiest when?
You or me?
You.
I feel sexiest on Sundays.
Never on Sunday.
Yeah. Not in our house.
Oh.
It's always been. Everybody says, can we play golf on Sunday? Nope. Sunday's with Connie.
Mm. I'm not.
All right.
So she doesn't want to. She doesn't want to.
They're
talk
intimating
about it.
That they always had sex on Sundays.
They had a Sunday
and maybe
thing.
Still have sex on Sundays.
Yeah, why not?
It's a regular thing.
He looks, dude. I'm seeing a picture of him sitting next to his microphone.
He looks pretty good.
He looks pretty good. He looks amazing. He looks about 2 years older than me. Guy looks freaking great.
Hey, used to say you were an 8. Maybe you're an 84.
No, I'm not an 8 anymore. I smashed into the wall. I lost my 8 status about 7 or 8 years ago. Smashed into the wall, Cakes. yeah. So how long is that? How long
do you think when you're in your 80s, you're still going to be tagging it on a weekly basis?
Weekly? I don't know.
I mean, it's not all up to me.
Right.
But I'll be down.
I think I'd be down,
too. I'm going to be down until they put me down.
Yeah, until you're in the ground.
I'm always going to be down.
I have a question that maybe you guys wouldn't have the answer to.
Okay.
when you're 86 years old,
yeah,
what is...
Do you think we don't have the answer?
What is sex like?
What do you mean?
How would, like, you know? How would we know that answer?
What, like, do you mean?
Is there jackhammering?
Ask your grandparents.
I mean, it's probably not as fast.
That's a pretty funny way to put it. I don't know.
You're probably not lifting your partner or doing anything wild. It's probably pretty basic.
There's not like multiple positions.
Or do you still think they're doing all the positions? And...
I don't know. How would we know that?
All the foreplay stuff.
I don't think. I think you're probably doing one or two positions, but you're probably, it's probably not like, it's not like a circus over there anymore.
Right. Pile drive it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But some guys take a lot of pride, I think, in.
Like all their,
keep
all
it,
their moves,
all their moves. And,
yeah, but when you're 86,
you're lucky you can move at all.
Exactly, you're lucky to move.
You're lucky the one thing moves. You know what I mean?
You'd have to be self-conscious about like breaking a hip.
Yeah, and that's not even a joke.
I know.
That's like a real,
it's a serious thing.
I mean, legitimate thing.
I'm sure that does change. Like, I'm sure it's a lot more chill. But I'm sure you get, I'm sure you're going to be precise.
More laying on top of each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I would imagine.
A lot more laying. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not going to be. Yeah.
Could you imagine,
it's
by
like
the way?
The Olympics.
You know how you're at hotels all the time, and I don't think it's happened very often, but you said at least once. For some reason, I remember you saying maybe you were with your mom and you guys could hear some noises.
That was in Ohio. I was in a cheap hotel, and my mom was sleeping. We went for a funeral.
Right.
For my aunt's funeral, and my mom was in one bed and I was in the other, and I could hear people hitting skins.
Right.
But by the way, I've heard people hitting skins in hotels more than...
Well, you're like, in hotels all the time.
Yeah, like probably two handful, like at least more than five times.
Imagine if...
Or your radar's up.
And I'm sure you're always curious of like who that couple is.
Oh,
right?
You always want to know, like, you see them at breakfast when you get the cheap breakfast.
Could you imagine if you walked out of your room after you heard that and you saw
and it was
an 86-year-old walking out?
I think you could tell by the sounds. I think when you're 86,
like the age,
you're not making the sounds that I was hearing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You have to be more
I was hearing aggressive sounds. Yeah. I don't think it's as aggressive when you're 80. I'm guessing. I mean, what the hell do I know? Lurch, you have any comment?
No. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Right.
I think that's admirable, though. You should shoot for that.
Yeah, but
make it a weekly appointment.
I'm gonna go down swinging.
Yeah, but there's got to be like there's enhancements. Like Maury has to take a Blue Chew or
in your mid
80s.
Yeah, probably, but you never know. You might still get sized. You don't think it?
I think there's a 99.9% chance he's doing the Viagra.
Yeah,
and she's got the lube.
I don't know. I have no idea. And there's no shame in that if he does.
Yeah, you need some assistance as you get older.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Need help.
They come back from brunch. Maybe they had a couple mimosas. They're feeling frisky.
Mimosas are so good.
And maybe you blend in a blue pill in there.
Yeah, just chop it up.
Yeah.
Is he wearing
the guy looks
a
great.
Rug? Like his hair, it does look good, but it also looks like it could just be a piece.
I don't know. Maybe.
Or maybe he just had a really a good hair.
No, he looks like he has incredible hair.
He does.
That's not
some
a
guys are blessed with really good hair.
No, I
mean, others are not.
Just the picture where he's posing.
Yeah,
his hair is incredible. By the way, he's.
But then if you look at the other pictures, I don't know. I've got a little bit of a question. Because then the picture below, we're all looking at New York Post story. His hair looks different.
I'm looking at a People magazine.
Okay.
I mean, if this is a pretty recent picture of him, he looks pretty good for 86.
He looks damn good.
He looks great for 86.
I mean, Valdez slayed me yesterday because he took a screenshot from the video we shot to hype up the Cakes Classic tonight. And then he did the Spider-Man meme with a picture of Action Dan Harrington. Now, that's a very poker geeky thing.
He's still alive?
He's still 79, alive, but he looks butt old.
Is he still playing?
I don't know. Still grinding.
Yeah.
Still grinding. It's what poker players do. They grind until they're in the freaking ground.
All right, you want to find out what sex is like when you're almost 70?
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Donna. She's gonna clue us in.
She's going to enlighten us.
This will be my favorite call of the month. Maybe the year. Donna!
Good morning.
How are you, Donna?
Good morning. I'm great. I was just going to comment on Drab's question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when you get toward my age, you know, in the 70s, well, 70,
yeah.
I'm going to be this year, and my husband as well. Definitely your body impacts intimacy because, you know, you have arthritis.
Right.
And my husband has had arthritis. I mean, he started getting arthritis in his 40s, so by right. the time he's now 70, it definitely impacts movement.
Right.
And even with myself, I'm getting a little bit. It also is impacted by diabetes.
That could affect blood flow.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So,
right.
So there are lots of things that impact sex
right.
at our age.
But you still find
beyond.
A way.
I can't imagine. Yeah, of course. You
right.
do.
Right.
You
right.
do. You just make adjustments.
Is it as enjoyable today as it was, say, 20, 30 years ago?
No.
Oh!
That was a quick answer, too.
No, yeah. She didn't even hesitate.
Oh, that's a shame. Why?
No.
Why?
Because, I don't know, I guess with women, you just don't have the same interest.
The same drive.
And No.
Yeah.
It's just you know, you're way beyond your reproductive years, and I just think human nature, or, you know, mother nature, makes it so you're just not that interested. I just think it's a matter of chemistry and hormones. And
right.
my husband still is amazingly interested, even though he is kind of locked up with arthritis. And
hey, there you go. See, he's a prisoner of his own body.
Yeah, I hear you. Do you have to use a lot of enhancements to get there? Do you have to use a lot of tools to get to where you need to be?
No.
Okay.
We don't need anything extra. Nope.
Look at that. That's
natural siceness.
That's pretty good.
I missed my blue chew spots.
So does that mean that at your age, he always has to initiate?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then how often do you give him the cold shoulder?
But when did that start? I'm just curious. Because that's probably happened when you got married at 25.
Yeah.
No. I mean, it's just gotten less and less over the years. And I'm always amazed that he still wants to.
Of course.
I mean, it's like we've been married 45 years.
Right.
So.
He's got that drive.
When's the last time you initiated in the 45 years?
Decades.
That I initiated?
Right.
Dude, it's been decades. Oh. Right?
Oh, maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, see? How often do you give the headache excuse?
I never give a headache.
You don't have to lie to him. You can just say, no, I don't feel like it.
No, I don't. Yeah, that's exactly what I say. I'm
does
just
he get,
not in the mood.
Right. Does he get extra points, though, if he, like, does, like, the dishes or something? Like, does he still score bonus points?
Yeah, absolutely.
See?
I mean, if he's done some nice things for me and
right.
taken me out, yeah, sure.
So can you tell when he's interested? Because all of a sudden he did a little extra load of laundry
yeah,
or something.
Maybe he's a little extra touchy-feely.
Yeah, you could just tell, like, today, uh-oh, it's coming tonight, uh-oh.
Let me get ready.
Yeah, because of what he says. Man, he says, baby, you look so good. Or he'll say, man, you are tearing me up. So,
oh, man.
Hey, I'm curious.
Hey, guys, we're stupid. Hey, we're so stupid.
Without being too specific,
I know.
I got to dance around this.
Yeah.
See if you can track.
Be careful, dude.
Yeah, when is the last time that you took care of him and it wasn't reciprocal?
Oh, it was last weekend.
Look at that. Damn,
recency.
She knows what you're. She's tracking with you, too.
Huh?
She knows exactly what you're talking about.
That's impressive.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
God bless you. What a great wife. Right? What a great wife. How many kids do you have,
sure.
Donna?
Just two.
Just two? What do they do now? Are they retired?
One is a charter boat. No, I'm retired, yes.
Right.
My husband still works. But my one son is a charter boat captain.
Ooh.
Down here in Ocean City.
Oh, let's go fishing, Valdez. We're gonna go bag a big blue
Ocean
marlin.
City.
Yeah.
Are you in Montego Bay?
Keep Donna's number.
Are you in the Pines?
Yeah. Where are you at, Donna, in Ocean City?
We live in West Ocean City, right off 611 Stephen Decatur Highway.
Okay.
Valdez knows it well.
I know exactly where you are.
in a community. Yeah. Yep. It's very nice.
All right. Oh, Donna, thank you so much.
And my other son's a mechanic.
Donna,
okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great week.
Very insightful.
Thank you for the input.
Yeah, look at that. Just last week, she took care of her man, JP. And I'm tracking with you. Mm. I know exactly what you're asking.
Right. Mm. Do you believe
it? Sure.
Yeah. She was tracking.
Why would she lie?
That's amazing.
She said she hadn't initiated in 20 years, but she threw him a bone last week. He had to ask for it, but she threw him a bone. All right. Let's go to Kurt. I got a couple. Come on. I know we're late, but who cares? Kurt, what's up?
Well, gents, I'm 77. And, to put it delicately, I am not in any danger of being charged with assault with a dead weapon. Mm. Everything still works.
Look at that.
The only problem is, what's that?
Go ahead.
Okay. The only problem is my
There it is.
I can't hear a word you say.
That's Joe Paterno when he
I'm having trouble hearing you.
He did an interview with Mad Dog years ago.
I tell you, I'm having trouble hearing you.
That guy definitely...
I was right on your wave.
That guy definitely dropped a granddad joke on his way out.
I think he had a couple.
All right, coming up next, it is Game Show Wednesday. You want to compete for prizes, you can call in now at 800-636-1067. It's a Wizards Wednesday. We have tickets to go see the Wizards take on Brooklyn, and we have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group on the line, 800-636-1067.
All right, guys, if you want to upgrade your backyard, Offenbacher's is the perfect solution. Why spend a fortune on a high-maintenance pool when you can enjoy a versatile swim spa for less? Swim, exercise, relax, all in one. And when it's time to unwind, nothing beats a traditional hot tub like mine with warm, bubbling water to melt away your stress. Plus, you can check out their brand-new cold plunges to boost circulation, speed up recovery. Visit Offenbacher's.com in Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, or Rockville. Check them out online at Offenbacher's.com. Don't forget, mention EB, and you'll get a free $500 gift card with your spa purchase. Don't wait. Secure your summer now with Offenbacher.
By the way, it's a Wizards Game Show Wednesday. Thank you to the Washington Wizards for sending all the Harry Potter gear. If you go to the game Thursday against the Magic, we'll be at that game. If you're one of the first 5,000 Wizards in attendance, you take home a nifty Harry Potter Wizards co-branded scarf.
Nice.
Yeah, so on the cold days, you just wrap it around.
Yeah.
There you go. I've never been much of a scarf guy.
I've never worn a scarf.
I'm a scarf guy.
But I can rock a Wizards Harry Potter scarf. Why not?
I'm wearing a new Harry Potter t-shirt, apparently.
Yeah, I have a...
Cakes knows the houses? What house am I in?
That's Ravenclaw, I believe.
All right. I'm Ravenclaw.
What does that mean?
EB has a grip.
Again, it's like a team.
Like when you go to Hogwarts Academy, EB, they break you up into four different houses.
Okay.
Or it's like you're an American and there's somebody else who's a Swede.
Depending on your wizarding
skills.
It's like
being in a fraternity.
Sure. Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Yeah. All right.
That's just basically the deal.
I don't know anything about it.
Neither do I. Do they give four of the scarves?
There's a whole bag of them.
Oh.
You can grab one if
you
need it.
Are you a scarf guy or you see a gift for like the valet or something?
Both.
Yeah.
I do like scarves.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you likely to wear a Harry Potter scarf?
I might wear this tonight in the poker room. If it gets a little chilly.
I actually love it.
All right, it is a Game Show Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
This is when you do the read, Ricky.
Game Show Wednesday is always brought to you by our friends over at Open Road Distilling Company in Reston Town Center.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they make their own vodka, their own gin, their own bourbons, whiskeys.
I'd like to see some of those bottles in here. I mean, you're the conduit.
Matt Carlin, you heard that.
I mean,
hey, you could also go to the Virginia ABC stores.
Yep.
I think they are now in 56 ABC stores in Northern Virginia.
Ooh.
And, of course, you can get the bold spice of the Eagle Eye Rye, the smooth depth of Independence Bourbon, or the rich, ready-to-pour maple old fashions.
Mm.
This is whiskey done right. And for all a full experience, visit them in the Reston Town Center. That would be Open Road Distilling. Got tons of TVs in there. They've got music on the weekends. Great spot.
All right, we're going to play Where Are They Now? Who is our first contestant?
Hmm. Okay.
All right, let's go to Max.
Is this where NBAers now? Or
it's going to be a mix.
Okay. All right.
Matt, what's up?
Good morning, Jones.
Hey, Max, you know what? A little mystery element here. Pick a number 1 to 7.
7.
All right. Where is former Washington Capitol goaltender Darcy Kemper now?
Ooh.
And where does he poke
your... He got traded to L.A.
L.A. Yeah. Kings? We got a winner, right?
Wow. Boom. Well done,
Puckhead.
Hey, you get the $100 gift card from Metropolitan Hospitality Group. MHG restaurants include Circa, Trio, Salt, El Bebe, and Open Bar. For more information at thefandc.com/contest.
Open road, not open bar.
Yeah, it is open road. It says open bar there. Sorry.
It's all good. Sometimes there are typos.
I'm a dog.
I'm sure all of the customers would love an open bar. But
sure.
I don't think they have that open road.
Look at that. We got a winner right off the bat. All right, we still have the Wizards tickets to give away.
All right, let's go to John calling from La Plata. Hey, John.
What's going on, John?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, John. All right, John, pick a number 1 to 6 now.
Let me go with 5.
Number 5. All right, this one's actually pretty easy, I think. Where is Juan Soto now?
Juan Soto is with the Mets.
We have a winner.
Correct.
Congratulations. Nice. You're going to the Wizards game. You get a pair of tickets to see the Wizards coming up Wednesday, April 9th. They take on Brooklyn. Of course, you can join the Wizards Fan Appreciation Night presented by Michelob Ultra when they face off against the 76ers at 7 p.m. What is going on with these reads?
What is happening? They're facing two teams at one night.
I apologize. Hey, look, the Wizards are awesome.
Yeah.
Go get your tickets. Go to the last couple of games. Cakes and I are going to be there tomorrow night.
Take home a Wizards DMV t-shirt and the Ying Yang Twins featured at a special halftime performance.
The Ying Yangs.
That's when they take on the Sixers.
I don't know. Can you play the Ying Yang Twins' biggest hit?
I've heard of the Ying Yang Twins.
I've definitely heard of them, but I can't. Right? My brain is not tracking with what their biggest hit was.
Hey,
I'm sure it was a smash.
just to set myself up, so one of the Where Are They Nows, I think you guys all know this, was Denny Avdia.
Yes, correct.
Well, I was a big fan of Denny, Luca Light, I called him, because I thought he had the potential to be a Luca-like player.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a big night last night?
32 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists.
Yeah. That's
he had a
trip
32
dub.
Point trip dub.
That's impressive.
They beat my boy Mike Bray.
He's been pretty good there in Portland. I know Drab is a fervent Blazers fan.
He loves his Portland Trailblazers. I've never seen that guy wear one shred of Trailblazers gear ever.
NBA wise, last night, just a couple of notes. Steph Curry, I saw at halftime. He had 32 points at the half with 8 three-pointers, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. I was like, oh, he's gonna score 60. Now he scored 52.
Mm-hmm.
52 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals, I believe.
That's just a pretty fantasy game. Monster.
I think they said it was his I don't want to botch a statistic, but he's had 12 three-pointers in a game many times.
Mm-hmm.
Now the record, I think, in a game is 14 by Klay Thompson.
Okay.
But Curry just had one of his bomb games, and they've moved up all the way up to the 5 seed in the Western Conference. And then the Joker last night had a double overtime game. They ended up losing. His line was 61 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. So Denny had a 32-point triple-double. Jokic had a 61-point triple-double.
JP loves big euros to put up trip dubs.
Well, I do.
I mean, just imagine your best player scoring 61 points and you lose the game.
Yeah, it's not great.
Well, and then if you add 61 points plus 10 assists,
triple
he was
dub.
Responsible for at least 81.
Yeah.
Probably some of those were threes. Yeah, basically responsible for 90 points.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so.
And the Milwaukee Bucks shot 69% last night. Yep, hello. In 48 minutes, 69%.
It's pretty impressive.
Against the overrated Phoenix Suns.
I don't know who's rating them high.
To start the year, people thought they were a possible, you know, certainly a playoff team, but maybe a NBA championship team.
Yeah, when they added Bradley Beal to a team that already had Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, people thought they were going to be very good. Turns out they stink.
Mm.
They stink. Bradley Beal... He was, to use your term, big fish in a small pond.
Yep.
That was Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out he stinks.
Golf clap to Will Dawkins for moving that poisonous contract off the books.
Is he a glorified Kyle Kuzma? Because you see how his numbers have gone down.
course. So
his numbers went down to like 14 a game, I think.
It's easy to get big numbers when you're in a terrible team.
When you're fighting with
them. I think Beal's good.
I thought Beal was legit.
No, I think he's good, but he's not Kevin Durant. He's not Devin Booker.
You know what he's not? He's not $50 million a year good, which is what he's getting paid.
Right.
They gave him that no trade. Was that Shepard? Shepard just gave him a no trade, too.
Yeah. Yep. One of Shepard's
He was a nice guy. Came on the show a few times.
The Phoenix Suns are pathetic.
Yes.
And they've got Kevin Durant, and they've got Devin Booker.
And Bradley Beal.
Yeah, but Beal, I mean, he's way past his prime. But still, I mean, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be out of the playoffs.
Is Beal sitting out a bunch of games? Or is he mostly playing?
No, he's missing a ton of games.
Just like he
did in his last few years here.
Right.
It's over, Johnny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the best days of Bradley Beal are long in the rearview mirror.
Right.
You have 17 points.
They happened here.
Do you guys see those clips of...
Didn't play last night.
Of the Garnett podcast?
No.
I see
some of them.
And Pierce... And is Steven Jackson on that one, or is that a different one?
No, that's
a different. That's all the smoke or whatever. I enjoy those clips.
Yeah, Garnett's good.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of charisma.
I'll tell you, I've seen him at volleyball tournaments though before, and one in particular, and
unapproachable,
the most unapproachable person I've ever seen.
Cakes and I played softball with him.
Wow.
Or baseball, whatever we did in Bowie Bay Sox.
I mean, we were on the same field, but he wasn't hanging out with us. Trust me.
Is he unapproachable because he's just big and intimidating, or just because he doesn't want to talk to anybody?
All of that.
So he treats people like...
I'm not saying he treats people poorly, but he just... He had a look that you'd be a crazy person to go up to him.
You'd have to have real cojones.
Oh, you'd have to be a crazy person.
Initiate a conversation.
He had a scowl.
Right.
You just...
Yeah, stay away from me look.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on, inside. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't going near him.
Kind of like Cakes and a Junkie's appearance.
Oh, yeah, it's exactly like me. Very unapproachable.
Coming up next, the NFL made some rules changes. We'll tackle that here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.